Touchdown, Titans!
Let's go!
He got it! Nifty move! Intercepted by Babineau. Witherspoon was in first. My goodness, what a big play!
Welcome to Titans All Access. I'm Mike Keith. Coming up on this week's show, a special trip with the Titans quarterbacks as they visit Blanchfield Army Hospital in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. We have defensive end Cameron Wembley wired for sound against the Colts. We go one-on-one with Titans wide receiver Kenny Britt, and general manager Rustin Webster previews Sunday's game with the Bears in his LP Keys segment. The Titans fell to Indianapolis on Sunday, but if they want to make a second-half run, they can't stay on the deck long. As Tennessee prepares for a Week 9 showdown with Chicago, we head to the practice field for this week's Pinnacle Preview.
Mike, in your last three games, the offense has scored on its first possession. How do you keep up that early game offensive momentum against the Bears defense?
Well, it's going to be a challenge just because they're playing so well right now, but it's pretty much what we have to do to get some advantage in this game. And the big thing is to finish the drive. Last week we had a nice long drive and got held to three, so getting seven would be huge for us in a game like this at home. So I think they're getting confidence in that. We've had the ball first, which has been a good thing, and we just need to keep get that done this weekend.
Matt Hasselbeck played against the Bears two times in 2010 and played great football in both games. What does he give you in this game that can really make a difference?
I think he, that's one of the huge advantages he has, that he's been around the league, played against a lot of different coordinators, and he's got a good understanding of how coordinators are trying to attack the offense, how they're going to play the coverage, or where the holes are on the defense. So that gives him a little confidence for himself. He knows it doesn't mean a lot of different players, all those things, but I think it helps give him a certain confidence going to the game, knowing how a certain team is playing a certain coverage and knows where he thinks he may want to go with the ball pre-snap. Things like that helps him, and that's something that's he's been great his whole career with.
Do you expect the Chicago offense to do anything different in this game, maybe that you haven't seen from them so far this year?
I doubt it. What they're doing has been working. Obviously, the defense has really set them up in a big way, but offensively last week, they took the last drive and won the game with it. In a two-minute, they needed a field goal. They got it done. So they can do a lot of things. We don't underestimate them in any way on the offensive side of the ball. They're running it well. They're in the top 10 in rushing the football. Passing, they're doing what they got to do. It seems like game in, game out. So they're complete team, special teams. They're in the top five in every category. Defense are in the top five in every category. So they got something special going on, and it's going to be a great challenge for us.
When you talk about special teams and you talk about Chicago, you're talking about Devin Hester. Do you spend extra time on the practice field this week getting ready for him?
I think not necessarily extra time, but just more of they realize how important their technique is going to be. I think Brett realizes how important his kicking is going to be, him and Rob, as far as they got to place in the right spot. They got to get the hang time we need so we can get coverage down there. So all those things are important. I think it just kind of refocuses them how important, because this is a guy that can exploit you if you don't do your job.
Several offensive linemen dinged up. How much has it hurt preparation this week that you're not exactly sure who you're going to have ready to go on Sunday?
Leroy will probably be the guy that's going to be very iffy this week. Matthews and Latui are getting some work there. So we'll fit him in. That's what it's all about. Last week, Otto did a great job coming in, and so did Matthews. So we'll be okay there, but it'll be a challenge because this is a good defensive front.
Mindset of this football team after Sunday's disappointing loss. How are you bouncing back?
We'll get there. I think I'd be lying if I said today we're raring to go. I think they know what we got to do. We had a good practice, and we had a good practice. I think mentally we had a good day in the classroom. But this one, that last one's going to hurt for a little bit. I don't think it'll affect what happens on Sunday. But I think this one's going to take a little bit longer to get out of our system than would. But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
That's Coach Mike Munchak, and that's this week's Pinnacle Preview.
When Titans All Access continues, we head into the trenches with Cameron Wembley. Wired for Sound is up next. Welcome back to Titans All Access. Titans defensive end Cameron Wembley loves contact. That's the reason he chose to play defense at Florida State, after being a great offensive star in high school in Wichita, Kansas. If you want physical, the trenches in the NFL, the place for you. Cameron Wembley takes us to his place in this week's Wired for Sound.
A prediction, a W, baby, like always. Always film. Always expect to come out on top, baby, always. Woo! Let's go! Hey, let's get it, baby. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Woo! Woo! Let's go, KB. On that first sound.
Got to make sure our tackles keep them boxed.
Yeah. I mean, he feels me, like, getting through there, and he's taking off.
Yeah,
right now, he's going to take off to the other side.
When we get those third downs, whatever we have called, we have a straight run. Just remind those tackles, man. We got to close those gaps. Gotta,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, y'all got something inside?
No.
Huh?
No.
If I got the back to me, I'm gonna make an inside move.
Back, big boy. Come on. We'll help, bro.
Are you away from the back or to the back?
No, I just look at the receivers.
You just look at the receivers? What did he do to you on that penalty? It wasn't a Maybach, was it? It was a Maybach? Oh, okay.
Next, a trip to Fort Campbell with the Titans quarterbacks. You're watching Titans All Access. The NFL and the U.S. military have a special relationship, so much so that in November, you'll notice a special salute to service on the NFL football, like the one I'm holding right here. But the relationship isn't just about respect. It's also about helping one another deal with a common issue, traumatic brain injuries. In late August, the U.S. Army and the National Football League announced a partnership in order to help better deal with brain injuries. Last week, the Titans quarterbacks made the trek to the Traumatic Brain Injury Warrior Resiliency and Recovery Center, which is an extension of Blanchfield Army Community Hospital at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. The signal callers didn't just see what was happening. They got to participate in the physical, occupational, and speech therapy sessions and got to feel the impact on their own. Titans All Access was fortunate to be there.
Well, when the Titans asked us, we kind of jumped at the chance. It was a great opportunity for us to, say thank you to the soldiers here for all that they do for us. And, it is pretty similar. I mean, when we get hurt in football, we've got to go through the rehab process and all that. And so just to see what they do, how much better they're doing it than us and how much more serious they have to be about it, because their injuries are a lot of times a lot more serious than ours. it's kind of inspiring to us, and I think it's going to help us deal with the injuries that we get through the year. But just to say hey and thank you and shake a hand or two and just say we appreciate you is, whenever you get the opportunity, I think it's a great thing to do.
There aren't many people who can cover wide receiver Kenny Britt one-on-one, but we can sit down with him to go one-on-one. Number 18 is standing by next on Titans All Access.
Pull up a chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
There are very few Titans that we enjoy visiting with more than this man, Kenny Britt.
Hey, Mike.
We're glad to have you on the show.
Glad to be back on the
show.
All
right. Is everything settling down for you now? Are you kind of to that point that you're back in a bit of a groove?
A little bit, yeah. I could say so. As the necks on my ankle and my knees calming down, I'm feeling the back of the groove. As I'm going back there day after day to practice, it's feeling better. I'm getting back into my normal set of things, and I'm happy about that.
I want to go back to the Thursday night game against Pittsburgh because you fought through and surprised everybody and played at Minnesota. And then that Thursday night, dramatic finish against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And you didn't play your best game, but you made some big plays. How much of a confidence boost was that game?
Oh, man, it was just confidence boost of me getting back out there, even though I had a couple of drop balls, and just the confidence that Matt had in me going back to me each and every other play that I was out there. And it just helped me out just going throughout this week that I got more confidence in myself. The very next day went out there, cut some balls on the jugs. And it's just the balls coming to me a lot faster than it used to be. The game's still a lot faster. But throughout every week, it's slowing down for me, and I'm happy and excited about it.
The whole thing, too, I mean, going through this process, people don't realize you really hadn't practiced since last September.
Yeah.
I mean, no OTAs, no training camp. Not a surprise you were rusty when you came back.
Man, not at all. I thought I could get on the same page with, like, cause last year I didn't get on, I didn't have a strong camp. I took only 2 weeks of camp off because I put my hamstring last year. And then me and Matt got on the same page the first 2 weeks. And that had me excited. So I was thinking about maybe I could get back in the groove of things once I first got out there. And right now it's really my fourth preseason game. That's what they call it for me. So I'm trying to get all the kinks and all the rest off right now. And every day I go out to practice, it just seems like, okay, now my eyes are getting better too. Well, I'm seeing the coverage before the play is snapped, or I'm going out there and I'm seeing what they're doing before the play is snapped. I know where Matt's mind is and where I need to be in certain routes and where I need to be in certain coverages when we're running routes out there. So each and every day I'm getting back to normal.
So dad, husband, you're now all of 24 years old. You're so old now.
Yeah,
Lots of changes, though.
I'm trying to balance everything out with football, being a husband and being a father. And people don't understand that's two different things, of being a husband and being a father, because you got to spend more time with your daughter and you think you got to spend with your wife. And you got to show her that she's appreciated and everything like that. And I just try to do little things for her. I don't cook for her, but I try to clean up a little bit when she falls back and she has to take the daughter to the hospital or something like that to get a checkup on. And just do little things, bring little cakes home because she likes red velvet cakes. Bring
there you
little
go.
Thank you cards and tell her how much I appreciate it. She does.
Do you have TV programs you watch together? Have you settled into that routine?
Yeah.
What do you watch?
Ours was Criminal Mind,
okay.
And then we just switched it up to Homeland.
Okay.
So it's a great season. We just caught up, actually. I just caught up to the last season, this season coming on this last week. So that's our new thing is to watch that. Or we play Call of Duty together. So she's
a gamer.
Yeah, she's a gamer a little bit. She loves Call of Duty. And that's one thing that we have chemistry together, and I'm excited about that, and hopefully that'll go on for long years and years.
Well, that's a good thing, because I'm sure you did that with the guys a lot, so now she's taking that
role.
Yeah,
she definitely is, because I like being close to my friends, I'm close to my family, and most of when my friends come on, we don't go out. We stay in the house all the time. We stay in the man cave, and we play Call of Duty. Once they turn on Madden, I go back upstairs. I'm not a Madden guy. I'm not a sport guy. I just can't see the field like Matt and Jake does, so I'm not too good at it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I can't throw
You're
the ball.
You're not good at Madden?
No, I'm not. I'm more Call of Duty guy. guys, so she should come down to play with me because I'm always playing by myself. And if the guys are not online or back in New Jersey, she'll come down and play with me. So I'm happy about that.
All right, so what do we get done the rest of the season? Tell me.
Oh, man, hopefully that we get these injuries behind me. We get more focused and more settling down into the offense. We get more focused on just knowing the plays when I'm out there and catching the ball once instead of twice because you only get – One catch and everything.
You
like
did
that.
Catch that one against Pittsburgh twice.
Yeah, that was kind of scary. It had my heart pounding a little bit, but like I said, it gave me a confidence booster because once I went right back to the huddle, Matt said, "We're coming right back to you, so don't even worry about it." So it gave me a confidence booster in myself that he has confidence in me.
Well, keep it up.
Thank you.
Kenny Britt, one of our favorites with us on Titans All Access. We're back with more of the show right after this. It's time for this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford.
November 9th, 2008. On a typical Chicago day, the Bears make it hard on the Titans to run the football. Actually, they make it virtually impossible. So Kerry Collins has to throw it, and he throws it well. Third down and a long three. Collins throwing for Gage at the five. Gage to the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! And the former Chicago Bear has put the Titans in front with 11:28 to go in the third. In the end, Collins throws for a season-high 289 yards as Tennessee wins at Chicago 21-14.
That's this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford. Drive one. It's time now for the LP keys to the game. Tennessee set to host Chicago at LP Field. I'm joined by Titans general manager Rustin Webster. Bears 6-1, largely because of their defense, allowing just 14 points per game, 78 yards rushing. They have 23 sacks and 23 takeaways, 6 interceptions returned for touchdowns already. So, Rustin, what makes the Bears defense so dominating?
Well, they're talented. They have players on every level. They have Julius Peppers and Henry Melton up front, and then you've got Urlacher and Briggs and Charles Tillman. So they're a talented team. They're also a team that has had a lot of continuity, and they've run the same scheme for a long time. So they know the ins and outs of that scheme, and they run it really to perfection.
And you can't just focus on one or two guys when you're trying to scheme up their defense, can you?
No, there's, like I said, on every level, they have players that can make plays, and that makes it really tough because when you have an end like Julius Peppers or a will linebacker like Briggs, Urlacher makes everything go in the middle, so they can be a very difficult team to play for an offense, no doubt about it.
Chicago's offense has had some difficulties. They've had a hard time protecting Jay Cutler. But when the game's on the line, Cutler always seems to come through.
He does. He has a knack for those last-minute drives, and he's done it from college into the pros. He's a great competitor who never quits, never gives in. And that's the beauty of his game. I mean, he keeps coming at you no matter how the game's going for him. At a certain point in time, he's going to continue to play and push to win.
Cutler has reconnected with his former Denver teammate Brandon Marshall, who has fit in the Bears' offense just perfectly. As a matter of fact, he's on pace to have the best year ever in the history of the Chicago Bears for a wide receiver. Brandon Marshall, a tough guy.
Tough guy, a lot like our Kenny Britt in that he's big and fast and has good hands, and they have great chemistry together. They had it together in Denver, and they've just picked right up where they left off.
The back, Matt Forte, versatile. Maybe the best receiver out of the backfield in the NFL?
May well be. I mean, he can do everything. He can run inside, run outside. He does a great job running screens and can be effective down the field also.
The Bears also have Devin Hester, arguably the greatest returner in the history of the National Football League. Hasn't done much so far this year, but it's kind of scary, Rustin, because he's going to break out at some point.
Yeah, and, you know, we've done a great job all year on special teams, and we'll have to be prepared for this one because you've got to be in your lanes and you've got to cover exactly like your coach to cover, and you've got to do everything just right against Devin Hester. He is still the most dangerous returner in the league.
Some people saying that the Chicago Bears are the best team in the NFC. How do the Titans beat them at LP Field?
Well, we've got to be able to protect the passer, run the football, win the turnover battle, and then we've got to make things happen when we get chances. We've got to score touchdowns when we get chances to score touchdowns. And when we get opportunities to make plays on defense, we have to make them.
We'll see you Sunday at LP Field.
Look forward to it.
Coming up next week on Titans All Access, the Titans coaches teach football 101 to 150 ladies. We have defensive end Derek Morgan wired for sound against the Bears. Titans wideout Mark Mariani is our special in-studio guest, updating us on his recovery from surgery. And Rustin gets us ready for a trip to Miami. All that and more next week. For Rustin Webster, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks so much for watching Titans All Access, and we'll see you next week.